Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The judgment of God is on display for us tonight. We certainly see it as we have ashes placed on our foreheads and we hear, "Remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return." It's a reminder of our mortality and of death. And that then is a reminder of the judgment of God. And that's difficult to hear. And so we're going to talk about God's judgment on our sin tonight. We're going to talk about this ceremony that we just had with the ashes. But we'll talk about God's judgment against sin in Psalm 51, as David the psalmist speaks of it. And we'll talk about God's judgment upon Jesus, upon the cross. And then we'll talk about our response to God's judgment, upon what are we to do now in light of the judgment of God, as we see that in Psalm 51. Psalm 51 here, which we sang between the Old Testament and Epistle reading, says this, David writing, "Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." God is justified in his words and blameless in his judgment. That means he's right in what he says and he's right in the judgment that he speaks. And what word of judgment has he spoken? Well, in this particular case here in Psalm 51, through the prophet Nathan, God had pronounced judgment on David for his adultery and his murder. And God punished David by taking the life of the child that was born of his adultery. Listen to the conversation between David and God's prophet Nathan. After Nathan speaks God's word of judgment against David's adultery and murder, in 2 Samuel 12, verses 13 and 14, we read, "David said to Nathan, 'I have sinned against the Lord.' And Nathan said to David, 'The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child who is born to you shall die.'" And when David writes Psalm 51 then, in response to all this, we don't hear David angry at God for his judgment. We don't hear David saying that God is unfair or unjust, or that God has done wrong. But instead we hear David saying, "Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil again in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." David's not angry at God. Although we could understand as a human being angry because of the death of his child. But David isn't angry. He doesn't accuse God of wrongdoing. Instead, he says, "You are justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." In other words, God is right. And God, why is God right to hand down judgment on David? Here again, the inspired scripture written by King David. "Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." David has sinned against the holy and righteous God. He has scorned the Lord by his adultery and murder. Yes, he has sinned against others, but he has ultimately sinned against the Lord by what he has done. And so the holy and righteous God is right in his words against David's actions and his judgment upon David. But God not only here, at this time, pronounced judgment against David's sin. God had much earlier, long before that, pronounced judgment, the judgment of the curse, upon Adam and Eve, and on all who are descended from Adam and are born in sin and continue to sin. And so the judgment is pronounced against them and also against us. And that judgment is on display for everyone tonight. Tonight, many received the ashes upon their foreheads, while the words were spoken, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." That is adapted from the curse upon Adam after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, listening to the voice of the devil, and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God had warned them before this that in the day that they ate of that tree, that they would die. And indeed, then, after they ate of that tree, God pronounced the curse upon Adam and Eve. That curse ends in this way: "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And we today hear those words again. They are a reminder of death, and so also a reminder of God's judgment against sin. And we leave a mark upon our foreheads of ash, of black, of palm branches that have been burned, where there has been death, as a reminder that we are mortal as well. That the curse that was pronounced against Adam and Eve was not only for them, but is also brought down to us because we inherit Adam's sin. And so this death was not what God had originally intended. It's not natural. It's not good. Death is God's judgment against the corrupt, sinful nature we have inherited from Adam, and a judgment against all the sins we have committed. Death is judgment against the sinful thoughts that we all have entertained. Death is the judgment against all our sinful motivations, against all the sinful words that have come out of each of our mouths, against all the sinful deeds that we have committed with our hands. And so we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And in the face of all that judgment, of that bad news, what shall we say? Shall we say it isn't fair? Shall we say that God isn't just, that he has done wrong? No. We should pray with David. "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." When we take a serious look at our sins, when we simply run through the Ten Commandments and ask whether we have perfectly loved God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and whether we have loved our neighbors, those around us that God has put in our lives, whether we've loved them as we love ourselves, we must pray with David even more of Psalm 51. "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." God is right. We deserve his condemnation. We do deserve to breathe our last and to return to dust. In the face of suffering and death, we can't justifiably ask the question, "Why do bad things happen to good people?" Because we should know, having looked at God's law, that we are not, on our own, good. We are not good people who deserve good things. We deserve judgment. And so we must say, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." God's right. He's right to punish sin. But thanks be to God that he has sent Jesus and punished sin in Jesus, that he has brought judgment upon Jesus, the full judgment of his wrath upon the Son of God, that he might pay for our sins fully and completely. Was God unjust in doing this for us? Was he letting us off easy? No, he was still justified in his words and blameless in his judgment. For he himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, took the full punishment for our sins. So our sins were still punished. But the thing that isn't fair is that Jesus got the punishment, and we didn't. And at our baptism, then, We were buried with this Jesus who suffered the wrath of the Father. At our baptism, God's judgment was pronounced against our sin. At our baptism, it said that we needed to die to sin. And because we died there with Jesus, and because Jesus rose, we too rose to a new life. And we receive the promise that we will rise from death on the last day. So when we hear the judgment of God here tonight, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," we should notice that the black palm ashes are placed upon our forehead in the shape of a cross. Our sins are laid on Jesus. We died to sin in baptism, and we shall be raised from death by the death and resurrection of Jesus. When we hear these words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," we know that should we return to dust before Jesus comes again, should these bodies die and we go into the grave, we will rise from the dust of death. The dust of death is not something to run away from and to hide, but it is a gateway to eternal life for the Christian who has already died to sin in holy baptism. When we hear the judgment of God, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," we all should know that at death there is the sure and certain promise that this sinful, corrupt nature will be finally and totally destroyed, that we will no longer be struggling with sin anymore, that we shall live forever with Christ in glorified, resurrected bodies. Thanks be to God for this judgment. For the judgment that he has pronounced against our sin at the cross, that Jesus has fully paid for our sins. And so when we hear the words of Psalm 51, "That you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment," we know that God is justified, that he's right in his judgment against our sin. We know that the blameless God is justified us as well, by his words and by his judgment of our sin upon the cross. And now may the peace of God, given to us by the death of Jesus, won for us there, be yours now and forever, through Jesus Christ. Amen.